This is Steve Blander in the newsroom. John Lennon, the former Beatle, is dead. The details from our man in New York, John Radler.
Steve, the New York City Police Department has just made it official. A man shot tonight outside the posh Dakota apartments in New York was indeed John Lennon. He was rushed quickly to a nearby hospital by the police. 3 gunshots in the chest and back. Blood pouring from his mouth as he was seen being rushed into the hospital. He was limp and unconscious as they took him in. And the word now comes from doctors at the hospital. They have been unable to revive him. John Lennon, the former Beatle, is dead.
Can you give us some background as to how the shooting actually took place?
Based on eyewitness reports, Steve, John Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, were returning to their apartment tonight. At the entrance, a man appeared with a gun. He fired 4 shots at Lennon. Lennon very quickly crumpled to the footpath. Police have taken into custody the man. They have described him as a local screwball. It is also reported that this man was seen hanging around the Dakota apartments all week long, apparently in wait for Lennon. Tonight, he got him.
Thank you, John. John Radler reporting live from New York City, repeating the news that former Beatle John Lennon has been killed by a gunman outside his New York apartment. Lennon, who only came out of seclusion 3 months ago after spending 5 years out of the public eye to record his new album and had plans for yet another brand new album on the drawing board when he was gunned down. We'll have a full wrap-up of the John Lennon shooting in our 4 o'clock news here on 2SM.
SM, perhaps John Lennon's finest song ever, Imagine. I'm just repeating the news for you that John Lennon has been shot dead in New York City, and we'll have a full report on that for you in the 4 o'clock report. It's 7 to 4.
Beatle John Lennon is dead. Good afternoon, it's 4 o'clock. This is John Radler reporting from New York. The local New York City Police Department has confirmed that a man gunned down outside the posh Dakota apartments in New York tonight was the former Beatle John Lennon. Apparently Lennon and his wife Yoko Ono were returning to the apartment when a man stepped out of the shadows, produced a gun and fired four shots. Three of them hit Lennon in the chest and back. Police were on the scene very quickly. They lifted him into a police car, rushed him down busy Columbus Avenue to Roosevelt Hospital. People there saw Lennon unconscious, blood streaming from his mouth and very limp, being rushed into the hospital by police. A short time later, doctors at the hospital announced they had been unable to revive him. John Lennon is dead. This is John Radler handing you back to Steve Blander in Sydney.
John Lennon came back into the public eye only 3 months ago after spending 5 years in seclusion. He recorded the album Double Fantasy and apparently enjoyed it so much he was already planning a new album. Those plans were on the drawing board when he was gunned down in New York this afternoon. John Lennon, former Beatle, dead. Looking at other news now, you missed it. Former Beatle John Lennon has been shot dead outside his New York apartment this afternoon. A man fired three shots at Lennon as he arrived with Yoko Ono after a night out. Lennon was rushed to hospital but died a short time later. Doctors were unsuccessful in saving his life. 4 minutes past four. A very warm day tomorrow, rather humid and mostly sunny with northeasterly winds and a high fire danger. We have an hour of Beatles classics as a memorial to John Lennon coming up. First, we look back to his interview between 2SM's David Weiss with John Lennon. The subject, did he ever feel like he was the subject of sinister people?
Is it much of a personal hassle? I mean, do you find there are people watching you or maybe people following you? Is it got that bad or not quite as bad as that?
That did happen in the 70-71. This is before Watergate.
Yeah.
And people were tapping the phone, but we lost that case in court because how do you prove somebody's tapping your phone?
Exactly, yeah, right.
But there was people following me in a car, and I went on TV and said that people following me and tapping the phone, you know.
Yeah.
And they stopped the next day, you know, the people following me did.
Yeah.
But people thought I was crazy then, because there was no Watergate, you know, and they're saying, well, you know, big-headed egomaniac, rock and roll star, thinks people are interested in him and they're not. There was a bit of that going around, you know.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown.
2SM, it's 4:09, and we're dedicating this hour to John Lennon, who died a short time ago in New York City from gunshot wounds. For this hour, it's dedicated to John Lennon. Well, 72SM, Love Is All You Need, Beatles, featuring John Lennon on lead vocals, and we're suspending our normal program this hour in memory to Beatle John Lennon, who was shot outside his New York apartment and died a short time ago from gunshot wounds to the chest. The killer has been detained by New York police and has been described as a maniac. Apparently, he's been in waiting for John Lennon outside his apartment for about a week now. So just repeating for you, John Lennon is dead from gunshot wounds in New York City, and as soon as we have further details, we'll get them straight through to you. It's 4:13.
The colours are...
Bill, this is a commercial.
4:18, this is 2SM with an hour of John Lennon songs in memory of John Lennon, the ex-Beatle who died in New York City a short time ago from gunshot wounds to the chest.
Let me take
QSM, 28 past four. We're dedicating this hour to Beatle John Lennon, who was shot dead in New York City a short time ago. I'm playing an hour of Beatles and John Lennon records. QSM, Beatles with Nowhere Man. It's 4:30, and for all you people who've been ringing up about the Roctagon album, we'll have some more of those giveaway next hour. And also the Surf Report by Shane Steadman we'll have at 5:32. But we're just dropping everything this hour, and just in respect to John Lennon, who, as you probably realise by now, was shot dead in New York City just a short time ago and has died in Bellevue Hospital in New York. I have a phone call next. Still getting quite a few here around the station from people wishing to pay their respects, so I'll have an example of just one of the typical phone calls coming through at the moment next.
All right, Lefty, you and your boys come out of there with your hands.
Monday to Friday.
1272 SM.
Yeah, look, I'm ringing up from Gosford. It's really bad news about Lennon.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it myself. It's a bit of a shock. I mean, what are your feelings at the moment?
Pardon?
What are your feelings at the moment?
Well, I was really crazy about the Beatles. I'm only 20, and I was listening to them even as a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And I got into them when their very last albums were out. And I've always thought they were fantastic, but, you know, you'd always hoped that something would have happened with the four of them. But since he's died, you know, that's... You know, what do you believe?
Yeah, what do you say? What's your name?
Patrick.
Okay, Patrick, thanks for your call.
Rightio, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 2SM, dedicating this hour to Beatle John Lennon, who died a short time ago in New York from gunshot wounds, playing an hour of John Lennon and Beatle records. SM 21 to 5.
Numbers, sports, James Freud in Berlin, John Paul Young. They're just some of the rock and roll acts this week at Blacktown's Comb and Cutter Hotel. Wednesday night, catch the Numbers in concert. Friday night, the Comb and Cutter bring you a great double bill, the sports plus James Freud and Berlin.